United States sanctions six Chinese firms amid spy balloon incident. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on February 10, 2023. The U.S. Commerce Department on Friday announced sanctions against six Chinese aerospace companies in connection with a Chinese spy balloon that U.S. military officials shot down last weekend after it traversed U.S. airspace. The six companies were added to an export blacklist because of their links to the People's Liberation Army aerospace programs, including airships and balloons and related materials and components, according to the department. The People's Republic of China's use of high-altitude balloons violates our sovereignty and threatens U.S. national security, said Undersecretary of Commerce for Industry and Security Alan Estevez. Today's action makes clear that entities that seek to harm U.S. national security and sovereignty will be cut off from accessing U.S. technologies. The move comes after U.S. military shot down the Chinese spy balloon over the Atlantic Ocean over the weekend. The balloon was reportedly used for intelligence and reconnaissance activities that threaten U.S. national security interests. However, the Chinese claim the balloon was used to monitor weather and it veered off track due to unforeseen natural causes. Today's action demonstrates our concerted efforts to identify and disrupt the People's Republic of China's use of surveillance balloons, which have violated the airspace of the United States and more than 40 countries, Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Export Enforcement Matthew Axelrod said. The six blacklisted companies were Beijing Nanjiang Aerospace Technology Company, China Electronics Technology Group Corporation 48th Research Institute, Dongguan Lingkong Remote Sensing Technology Company, Eaglesman Aviation Science and Technology Group Company, Guangzhou Tian Haixiong Aviation Technology Company, and Shunxi Eaglesman Aviation Science and Technology Group Company, Bloomberg News reported. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.